up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings and salutations once again, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was just checking the ready-to-go list here. Stack of records. Couple of record players. Microphones on. I think we're ready to go here. Yeah, it's another hour of great old-time music for you, played off genuine phonograph records like we do every week. Glad you're along with us. Let's just jump right into it. Here's one's called Spicy by Jack Tatey. Used to be, I think, Jack Tatey and the Tatey Bears. Does that sound familiar? I could be crazy. In fact, I probably am. But anyway, here's Jack. This is called Spicy. All right, there you go. Jack Tatey getting us rolling on this week's edition of the Oompa Hour. Spicy, the name of that one. And wow, just like that, we're already a record into the show. Only so many to go before the hour's filled up, you know. Anyway, glad to have you with us for another show here on the Oompa Hour. Don't forget, if you have requests, dedications, questions, comments, whatever, we're all there. In the modern world, you can communicate a million different ways, you know. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy way to do it. Just all small letters, oompahour@aol.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com, of course, / Tim's Oompa Hour, I'm pretty sure. Or you can text or telephone and leave a voice message at 218-259-2985. Any of those ways get you in touch. You have a request or comment, whatever. We'd like to hear from you here on the Oompa Hour. All right, let's Let's get over here to turntable number one. Oddly enough, I started the show on turntable number two this week, which is entirely backwards. It's kind of like if you go into the grocery store, and instead of heading off down your usual aisle to the right when you go in the door, you go off to the left and start at the other end of the store. It's like, what? You can't even do it right, you know? It's just weird. Anyway, let's go to Gene Guisdala and the orchestra and everybody polka hop. There you go, Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. Everybody polka hop here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How the heck is your week going, or your last week, or whatever? It depends when you hear the show when I should ask the question. It's been a week since you heard from me anyway, so how did you do the last week? Good weather here in northern Minnesota. Weird weather, because normally end of January, early February, it's just colder than cold up here. And it's weird because we've been in like the 20s, which for January is just crazy. And they're talking 40s or like 40, low 40s in the next few days. That, and it makes me nervous because that makes me wonder what's coming, you know, like some kind of giant blizzard and 30 below just to get even with us, you know. But hey, hope the weather's going good where you're at. And if you're where it snows, be careful out there when you're snowing and snow blowing and all that. Because like one of the number one reasons that people die this time of year, I've just read this somewhere, is having heart attacks when they're doing snow removal. So for Pete's sake, take it easy, all right? Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips up next. And I know that it's a takeoff on poker chips, right? Polka chips, get it? It's a little pun. But of course you get it. But every time I play it, I think of potato chips and it makes me hungry. Anyway, here's Stan and the guys. This is the My Baby Polka.
Love no one but me. 5 feet.
All right, there you have it. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there, My Baby Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And before we get moving into some German style here, I got Elmer Scheid and his band coming up here. Let's talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit when the opportunity should present itself. Maybe you're planning a spring or summertime trip already, huh? Great time to do that because, hey, what a great jumping-off point. You know, right at the southern tip of the north shore of Lake Superior, right by the Duluth-Superior area, great place to head up the north shore, take in all the sights, hiking, camping, waterfalls, state parks, all kinds of groovy stuff. And you can start out at the World of Accordions Museum there in Superior, and 1,400 accordions on display. If you can imagine that, that is just a ridiculous amount of accordions to be in one place. I always think to myself, how much does that place weigh? It's just, it's got to be mind-boggling, you know? And of course, they have the gift shop, and they have all sorts of, like, I want to say educational stuff, but I don't want to make it sound boring. Like, if you wanted to research history of instruments or musicians or the history of the various peoples who came from various ethnicities and played these instruments over history, it's just a great resource for that sort of thing. Find out more online. Look them up. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the interwebs. And it'll make you want to go there. I'm telling you, they got a groovy gift shop. They do all kinds of neat summer things, activities, concerts, jam sessions. Have a look, why don't you? Theworldofaccordions.org on the internet. All right, now I promised you a little German style here. Let's go to Elmer Scheid and the band. And if you've been, if you're from this region of the country, up here in the Midwest, we're doing this show from northern Minnesota, but up here, you know, Grain Belt beer. This is the Grain Belt Polka. Elmer Scheid and his band there, and that is the Grain Belt Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How about a little polka hoedown, huh? I got the Polish kid right here. We'll be right back. There you go. That's a Polish kid there. And that's the Polish Hoedown Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week here, spinning the great old-time records like we do on every show. Let's move to a band from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm trying to figure out where this record dates from here. It's got, oh, there, it says we can, for engagement information, there's a phone number on here, and it's from 1971. You want to bet that phone number is not good anymore? I have a feeling. Anyway, the Vandenberg Brothers, hailing from Grand Rapids, Michigan, not to be confused with Grand Rapids, Minnesota, which is not very far from where I'm at right now. But anyway, here they are, and this is the Shanty Polka. Wow, for a second, I couldn't think of the name of the song. All right, there you go, the Vandenberg Brothers there, the Shanty Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, as you know, we do like to have at least one waltz in every show, and I think the time has come to make sure we get that waltz in here. So those of you waiting for a slower tune, you're doing a little dancing today, huh, maybe? Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, this is the Honey Bee Waltz.
Thank you.
There you have it there. Bernie Roberts in the orchestra with a classic well-worn 45 for all you waltzers this week. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. That record freaks me out. It looks like it's brand spanking new. Shiny and pretty and 60 years old. It just sounds like it's been played a million times. Maybe somebody played it back in like 1963 with a bad needle. You know, remember though they used to say on the record sleeves, you know, there is no such thing as a permanent needle. Change your needle often. Protect your investment in records. Anyway, there you go. Let's do one from the Shimaleskis. Haven't heard from them for quite a while. You ever been to the Corn Palace? Isn't the Corn Palace, I believe, in Mitchell, South Dakota? It's that big building, and the whole thing is covered with artwork every season that's made out of different colors of kernels of corn. If you've never been there, look it up. I'm sure it's Mitchell, South Dakota. Look up the Corn Palace. Anyway, here's the Shimaleskis. This is the Corn Palace Polka. There you have it, Shimaleskis doing the Corn Palace Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and now let's play a song that is completely and totally out of season now. No, I'm not going to play a Christmas song, although that would be fun, too. You know, there are a lot of songs that we call Christmas songs that are not Christmas songs. I should start playing those in the show during other times of the year, like Frosty the Snowman has nothing to do with Christmas. Winter Wonderland has nothing to do with Christmas. There's a Baby It's Cold Outside is politically incorrect and has nothing to do with Christmas. They're just winter songs. And somehow we've made the winter songs we can only play at Christmas. But nobody ever says summertime songs like It's Summertime, Summertime, Summertime. Remember that? Or Eddie Cochran singing the Summertime Blues. Nobody ever says, those are 4th of July songs because it's from the summer. We can't play those. It's weird. I'm telling you, a lot of good winter songs get gypped getting played only at Christmas. But this song is completely out of season. And I'm playing it because I found it on the record shelves misfiled. And I was like, fine, if this record is going to be filed in the wrong place, I need to put it back where it goes. But before I do that, I'm going to play it again. And, you know, you really only really dig this one if you're from Minnesota or at least the upper Midwest. Here's Marv Masterman and his orchestra. This is the Wind Twins Polka. Yeah, it's baseball music.
We're gonna win, Twins. Watch that baseball score. Crack out a home run. Shout a hip hooray. Cheer for the Minnesota Twins today. And Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Oh, we'll root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Go, Marv Masterman and his orchestra, the Wind Twins Polka, and some very good tuba-ing on that one here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, we did already technically play the required waltz for the show this week, but I have another waltz here that I haven't played for a while. But a couple of years ago, maybe more than a couple of years ago, anyway, a while back, way back in the good old days, I played this record like every week for probably 6 months, maybe even longer, because it's a beautiful romantic waltz that cracks me up every time I play it, and I haven't played it for a long time. And I do believe that this hails from Appleton, Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. That's what it says on the record. I have Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. Brace yourselves, dancers. Here's the old-style waltz.
Ah, yeah! I love an old-style waltz played by that old-style band. That's to this old-style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old-style girl. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old-style waltz, played by an old-style band. Dance to this old-style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka! Yeah. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. It's a setting for romance. An old-style waltz played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz and you will agree it's grand. Ah, yeah.
Ah, you're still laughing, aren't you? Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra, that is the old-style waltz. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show, says right here from Appleton, Wisconsin. So, hey, thanks for the laugh, you crazy guys. I was going to say something else deep and meaningful and important, and now I have no idea what it was. It just totally threw me off. Let's just go to the Crew Brothers Orchestra. You may remember this as a pop hit, but here it's done up polka style. They call it the Michael Polka.
When this whole world gets me down and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes and soon I find I made a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song all day. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. My name is Michael. I've got a nickel. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do. Wonders that I find in the playground in my mind, in a world used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song all day. I've got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do.
There you go. See, you probably recognize that song. You were singing with, yeah, you were probably dancing. Anyway, there you have it. The Michael Polka, the Crew Brothers Orchestra. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Oddly enough, I'm Tim, and these are my records. I don't know. I'm just weird some days. I have nothing to complain about this week. Normally, I like to, you know, be kind of a grump. and that is not working out this week because the weather has been relatively nice. My grandson has been especially amusing this last week when he's been over to visit. He's 3 and a half. I'm telling you, when you have little grandkids that are around, I have a lot of other grandkids, but they all moved far away, and I only see them once or twice a year. And this one lives just down the block, so we see him pretty regular. And he's just, boy, he's entertaining as all heck, man. And we have critical problems. I was advised last night we're out of the round cookies. We still have square cookies, but Grandpa, we need round cookies. So I have to go to the store now and get some round cookies for him. Because you have to eat your cookies in alternating shapes. I don't know. It's when you're 3 and a half, man, the rules are weird. All right, Tommy Retter and his Polka Towners are next over here on turntable number one. Here's the Pickles with Your Beer Polka.
Girl named Mary Jo at the polka hop. We danced all night, no end in sight. Finally had to stop. I took her to the local tavern, which was very near. She jumped up on the bar and yelled, "Want pickles with my beer?"
Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer.
Now Charlie was her brother, and he was just the same. He spent his pay in a bar each day for anyone who came. Set him up around, he'd shout for everyone that's here. And let them try some pickles, some gurkhi with their beer.
Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer. Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer.
Your apples, peaches, and your pumpkin pie. Take my advice and don't think twice. This you have to try. When you drink your favorite brew at home or with us here, you just have some pickles, some gurkhi with your beer.
Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer. Oh, gurkhi, shouted loud and clear. Oh, gurkhi, pickles with your beer.
There you go, Pickles with Your Beer. She's kind of a rowdy, huh? Tommy Retter and his Polka Towners here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, emails, easy, oompahour@aol.com. There's two oohs in oompa, OOMPAH, oompahour@aol.com. Or Facebook, too, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. And I always get yelled at, "You never go to the Facebook page and post anything." And I try to remember. Sometimes I like to put the playlist up there. Here's what we're playing on next week's show. So maybe I'll do that this week. We'll see how it works out. But anyway, feel free to pay us a visit. Let's do Les and the Polka Jacks. One of those great records came out of Aleatoric Records in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. Tom Rosinski was behind that label, I think, and I always loved the sound of the records that came out of the Aleatoric recording studios. Last of the Polka Jacks, this is the Julita Polka.
I have a girlfriend. She is a hunter. Julieta, when we have money. Julieta, Julieta, you are my sweetheart. Julieta, Julieta, say we'll never part.
There you have it. Less than the Polka Jacks, July to Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. See, I'm sitting here having fun. I got to keep looking at the clock every now and then so I know when the show's over. I may just keep right on going. We can't have that. That upsets radio people when the show doesn't end on time. They're like, what? What an idiot. Anyway, what do we... Oh, the Heavy Chicago Orchestra standing by. The I Know I'm Losing You Polka.
Don't look at me the way you did before. Your kisses aren't like they used to be. For love that seems so right, how could it now go wrong? You're drifting so far away from me. Step by step, tear by tear, I'm trying so hard to hold you. Step by step I walk with you, tear by tear I'm crying too. I love you, but I know I'm losing you. Lately, when you hold me, I can tell there's something wrong. You don't seem to feel the way I do. Yet I'm afraid to ask you, cause it might mean that we're through, and someone else might take my place with you. Step by step, tear by tear, I'm trying so hard to hold you. Step by step I walk with you, tear by tear I'm crying too. I love you, but I know I'm losing you.
All right, there you go. I know I'm losing you. They just sounded so darn happy about it. She must have been a real grump. I don't know. There's the Heavy Chicago Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. I got Romy Gaz coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, now have you heard me squeak in that little teaser there before the commercials? That's what they call it when you say, coming up after this. That's a little teaser trying to get you to hang around through the ads. Romy Gaz over here, and this is a well-worn 45. We'll see how this baby plays. Here's the Barbara Polka.
Thank you.
Yes, gotta love the trumpet stylings of Romy Gaz. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Don't have enough of those records. This one's from Polka Land Records in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And I don't know about you, I like saying Sheboygan. It always reminds me of that song, Mention My Name in Sheboygan. Remember that? Was that Stan and Doug or somebody did that record? I'm sure it's a takeoff of something else that I'm not thinking of. But anyway, I think we can squeak in one more tune here before we got to wrap things up. How about the Holy Toledo Polka Stars? Yeah, this is the Roulette Polka. All right, there you go. They're the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. What a great name for an outfit. That's the Roulette Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And believe it or not, that's another hour of great old-time music already. Well, okay, technically we're a minute and a half short, but that's the way it goes. Nobody makes any songs that are a minute and a half. What am I supposed to do? Sing something? No, I say.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week, so I hope to find you right here in about a week, all right? In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!